going by Kupay Dalat, so I said, Chas, Mchal brings down some of his Bimachbo, from the Pachav Agiyah, Shaz Vesta, and Yichoshashle, and Tvichoshash, Veshayim, and Tafka, and Arav Vesta, Bedka, the Gisha Tera, Play Bedika, the Chitzak Bedika. The Chagas is between Mchal Brahma. If someone is in a Machbo, out the Pachad, a vest, that makes him Selekas, Mchal says, your mutter, and the Ramas, you have to go ahead and do Bedika. So the Vesayim, in the nice account, the Gemara seems to say, that they have the same halacha. The Gemara makes a dimyan between Muberes, Menekes, and being in the Machbah. The Gemara seems to give them the same halacha. So what's pshat that the Mechabes of Zion saying by Menekes, he's making only the Bedika. And over here, the Ramah is saying over here, you would need a Bedika. The Pasha should be like the Mechabah. They both have the same halacha, Medina the Gemara. And what's the pshat that the Ramah went here with Machmer in Sivches, as opposed to Siv Zayin, the halacha is that you don't need a bedika. So the Sivches says the pshat is the Gemara is going according to Man Damar versus Deraisa, and the Gemara is saying both of them b'di'eved, it's going to be okay. Lachilei should do bedika. We pass in versus Darbanan. On differ versus Darbanan, we pass in versus Darbanan, and the Ramah the pshat is when you do it versus Darbanan, so misvara. The Mesulekas of being in B'machba is not as Mesulekas as much as Mubaris and Menekas. If a cop Mubaris and Menekas, the Ramah's masking, you don't need a Bedika because of the Mesulekas. Mashenkein over here, being that you're not as Mesulekas, so therefore Mechayev Bedika, and that's the Pshat in the two Dinim. The Taz says the Mahalacha Dove is that Avada, the sort of Dove is that a person's Mesulekas. Mislekes, but we're chishish. Can we see a dumb some pachadich and make a shemesh suzuku the baila yotzapach maliba? We're chishish that maybe the zman that she's skuka the baila, so the pach is gonna go away. And being that the pach is gonna go away, therefore we're chishish is gonna come. Kishu says, Vesta Efsha Shaoz Tatama Shakam Tame, Arch was many ba. Don't tell me we say is b'di'ev, every passes time, the whole time is the man of Charada, we say you're going to be mutter. But Avada Lechachila, if she's going to have Tashmish, we're afraid that maybe she'll calm down. Husband will calm her down, and being the husband will calm her down, where Chosh's time is going to come. And therefore, that's the reason why you're going to need a bedika. Ramas says you need a bedika, right. That's the Gemara according to the Taz. According to the Taz, it's come out. You should only need a bedika if you're having Tashmish. I don't think it's only given by if you're having Tashmish, though, according to the Taz. That's saying you have Tashmish, maybe we'll calm it down. And therefore, you're going to have it calm it down, therefore, you have to go and need a bedika. Ramah just sounds like you need a bedika, no matter what. Doesn't sound like that. So the others would say that Pshat just means that the husband being around, maybe we'll calm her down. That's why you need a bedika. The somebody is right. The Sadeh Dava is that. The Sadeh Dava is that Mislakis is Bechafsa, but Mubaris Bechafsa, you can have a Kesedah Dika. Mislakis, Mashinkin, you're dealing with, in this situation, maybe she'll calm down, and therefore that's the reason why Lechachila, you can have to go ahead and do a Bedika. Now the Gemara says that even though Pachad Kesedah is Misalak Dam, but a sudden Ria goes ahead and causes the Dam, Gemara brings down in Nida. Therefore the Shadah comes up, if there's an air raid siren, so that's a sudden pachad. So therefore, the Gemara says sudden pachad brings down. So sudden brings down should come out that maybe in that situation you have to be chayshish. Anytime in a car accident or something which is very scary, the Gemara says that a sudden pachad brings down a sudden pachad brings down. And therefore, it should come out that you should have to be chayshish. So this is true. Some selfish animal. I'm kind of missing what to say that which we say a sudden pachad brings down. That the pshat is that the sudden dove is that it brings a lot of down. It comes up a shefa, and being that it comes up a shefa is a tremendous amount. That's what the Gemara means. But if she didn't feel anything and she didn't notice anything, you don't have to be chayshish that there was. You don't have to be chayshish that it brought down. And it's good. Because it's mechayik in gedorach. The Rambam was busy with it when there were, whatever, there was tekufas that there were a lot of missiles flying around in this country, and
they knew about it from before.
No, but every time it goes off again. You don't get used to it. No. Even if it's sterile, you don't get used to it. You don't get used to missiles flying. It's always like it's always a pachad. So you know, so the big tumors come out, they have to be bedik every single time. And she has to be chesh every time. So if it's the issue, so he says that's only it comes b'shafa, if it doesn't come b'shafa, you don't have to be chesh for it, and therefore it's going to be. There are other chen which are chirik, other gdil chen which are chirik under some sefer, and they say that an echlam you have to be chesh, but l'maisa, then maybe you saw the free guard, but l'maisa, the minhag definitely seems to be like that. If you were not doing it, the chadisha would be like the chesam sefer. So it's designed to discuss situations that a person is musalakas. Mubaris is musalakas lagamri, you don't need a bedika. Somebody's b'machba is musalakas, and over there, Mechab says, you don't need a bedika, or Mechab says, you need a bedika. Chushalvad discusses what's going to be the deal to his red vads. What's going to be the deal with pills? A lady takes pills, so maybe that also makes him musalakas, and are you going to need bedikas, and do you have to be pirish or not? This Vayne for Stamzai Chasan Kala, shaking pills, you have to be chesh for the vest. Sometimes the Lord Tefillah could come out during this man. Well, Chasan come out during the Yom Vest if they mess up. And it's like, yes, Stamzai, any ladies on pills, you have to go out and be chesh for the vest or not. So look at Shuvah's Rav'az. Rav'az says that Rav'az very interesting Shuvah. He seems to be chesh. You know, as we saw, the open sheets in the Ravid, a lady starts seeing how many days have to be chesh for, the first day, the second day, all the days. And the Shuvah Rav'az, he's chesh-mining and killing all the sheetahs. Like, he seems to be chesh. So, machlokes had to be chesh for all the days of the vest. The Ravid Rabban holds he had to be chesh. The other Shuvah says he had to be chesh. The Rosh is Mako. So, therefore, he says maybe the Ram is like that. So, therefore, he wants to say that if you have a vest, so in the times which the later days, which you date 3, 4, and 5. Even when we only have Mechayv, you do a Bedika. He's just saying Levas, and he's saying all 4 or 5 days. Mechayv, whatever, he's worried about it. Over here, Lemaisa, he'd be willing to go ahead and be Mekel. On the first day of the vest, he seems to only be Mekel if she's Muxik 3 times that she doesn't see. He should tie 3 times and smack with the vest, the mistava, the mishnah, the bidika. That if you do it 3 times and you see that it works, then it's going to be mutta. So it's everyone's mako a nice if you have pills. You know that this lady worked for her 3 times, then it's okay. 3 months in a row, we know this type of pill works for her. You have choice to advise. She's muxik, it works, and therefore it's going to be okay. And
even the first day.
Wait, sorry. Even the first day. If it's 3 times in a row. That she's muxik. You have choose what? Yeah, not kavagal. If it's 3 times in a row, it's muxik that it works. Choose advised is going to be mako, and it's going to be the same. The question is, are you able to be mako more than that? Why choose advised? It was a couple hundred years ago. Nowadays, could be the pills are better in the year 2020. The pills are better, and therefore, millions and millions of people are taking pills and they work. So maybe there's makom to say that they're better. So the nice. The Metzius says that a lot of people, when they start taking pills, they do stain. So that's just the Metzius, and they get periods. So a lot of times, the body regulates them from pending, especially when you're dealing with a nursing pill or if delayed, till the body regulates. And very, very common to get a very heavy period, like 2 weeks after you start taking it. It's always a big trick, like to try to figure out: is it good to start taking the pills before you go to the mikveh, after the mikveh, how to time it? And there's no really any great answer to that question. And everyone reacts differently, but the difference with Metzius is that a lot of people do stain on the pill, and therefore, you know, part of the line definitely is that they want to be machzik 3 times in order for it to be mutter. You know, is the mocking to be mekel? Yeah, there's sakat zat to be mekel to hear that. If you see by her that things are settled and she's not staining, usually when you start taking the pill, a lot of times 2 weeks later you get a period, a week later, 2 weeks later. But if you see it's not like that, and you see that it is working for her, so you know, they definitely. Definitely there's makim to be makel to say our pills are better, and it's like Mubaris Menekes after 3 months, and definitely would be makim to go ahead and. Well? What do you say?
Only on makim sir, if you make all the first three.
What do you say?
The pills are makim.
Party line, and Mekhaev 3 times. Now, in terms of saying.
The vest.
No, the muksik, I mean, no pills work for you. That you took pills 3 times that work for you. You took 5 years ago, 3 years ago, and 2 years ago. A month each, it'll work. Now I know it works. It works on me, then I'm good to go. Not that 3 months in a row now. 3 times in my life I took pills, and I know that it works, because different ladies react differently to it. Sometimes, like, some ladies, it goes well. You just have to know that works in you. Okay, I also go like 3 months in a row, but you don't need 3 months in a row. But market sales, I'm saying, there is market to be made that our pills are better and it's going to be okay. If you see that for her, it is working, then there's definitely makim sarif to go to Mimeko. Even in machmirim, like with Vaz, only the machmir ikar vest, not going to be machmir or Zerua, not going to be day 31. Yeah. I mean, only mamish, the ikar vests that we machmir on, the other vests, what? What do you say? Says it. Only machmir on the ikar vests. And right there, the makim sarif could be the makim to Mimeko. Fine. So if Tess discusses about if the Isha passes a vest and it didn't do a bedika. So. That has happened over the years, situations where the husband and wife separate, the one goes in for chasna, the one goes in for, and they're not around, and they're assuming just like, you know, he's not coming back, she's not coming back till whenever, and they're assuming they're probably going to be also. And it has happened that, you know, she forgot to do bedika because they thought it was not going to be negeya, he's coming back in day 36, and they assume that there wouldn't be negeya, and then they forgot to do bedika, and... The question is, Hechidonu Lahai Dinos. The Gemara says that over a vessel, Barka, Mar Mixes Tali, since Gemara Mixes Tali, we have to do Bidika, Vessel Dreis needs a Bidika, Vessel Darbanan doesn't need a Bidika. We pass in Vessel Darbanan, so therefore come out that Pashas, that over a vessel, Barka, Pashas come out that one would not need a Bidika. The Rim says that no, that even on the side, Vessel Darbanan, when it says that Dreis have to do Bidika, it could really be Vessel is really Darbanan, but they made it like a Dreis. Even Vessel Darbanan, they give it a Chumrah, they even the other Vessel Barka, they're going to go ahead and be Machmor here, and you're going to have to go ahead and do a Bidika. So how do we paskin? First, you are mutter without doing a Bidika. You are usher until you go into Bidika. We're talking about a vest kavua. Either you have a vest kavua or very important, a braininess has a vest kavua. Because we pass in the Ramah that is a minig, you have to go out into Bidika. If you pass a vest kavua or a braininess, if you forget, you're usher asher tivdek. And we pass like Yireim, the Ramah says a minig like Yireim, and it's going to be usher until you go ahead and do a Bidika. How long do you have to go to do a bedika? So the Shach says you have to do a bedika right away. And if you don't do a bedika right away, if it's fire, it's day 36 now, and then the husband came into town and they realize, oh, we forgot to do a bedika. So what's the halacha is? You have to go ahead and do a bedika. Now the question is, can you go ahead and do a bedika now? It's like 5 days later. Does it make any sense to do a bedika? Is it going to help to do a bedika? So the Shach says, Chav Gimel, he says, no. If you didn't do it right away, even though after you did a bedika, it's going to be Tumeya, the Chazakar, the Chazmane Bob, Naflaitz, and therefore you have to go ahead and be Machmir. The Taz, all the answers are no. You could go ahead and do Emloi Batka, El Azman Habe, Vlamin Shav, Naflaitz, Bazman Aves. Taz says that even if you do a Bidika for a long time, the answer is Naflaitz, Bazman Aves. And even if you do a Bidika for a long time, the Taz says it's going to be Mutter, and we don't say that it got lost, and we said that that's going to be okay. The mice, most passing the Taz that the Pshat is that you can do a Bidika later on. So Tashimita, you definitely aser.
After 30.
Veskavua, you're aser at your aser Shativdik. What are you asering? You definitely aser Tashimita. In terms of Hachakas, Chivavanishik, Shitar, and First Mesha Vikuach, do you say that it's not worse than Yamavas itself? So therefore, why should we aser? Maybe Tashimita should be aser good then. It's not even worse than the vest itself. The flip lies and says, no, I have a vest kavua, and we're saying that Erech was Mane Bono, Choshes that you're going to see, and therefore you have to be more machmet, Choshes that you're also legami, and you're also in everything until you go ahead, and you're also in everything until you go ahead and do B'dikas. Because Erech was Mane Bono, because that was a chashash, maybe it's going to come. Here, you pass the whole vest, and now the Tresla, it's the Dabi, and then the Tresla Moshe, Shevelev is Mane Bono, and there were choshes that it came, and the ma'aser is also ashatim. Now the question really is, what does it have to do with bedikah afterwards? What are you verifying? It's your week afterwards, 2 weeks afterwards. The question is like, why? What's from the taz? The shakel v'im istaver. What choshes there was dam? I do bedikah afterwards to see whether there was dam, not dam, and that could verify if she was bleeding. Mistamer, I'll find it. Therefore, okay, or you know, we could get away with it. But what's help doing a bedikah much later? Why should I help to do a bedikah much later? So. It sounds like along the lines of Pshat is that either Pshat is Chazal Mechayev Bedika, so every time you do Bedika on Yom HaVes, why the Mechayev Bedika? But at Sam, the Chazan says that every Bedika on Yom HaVes, so number one, when I do Bedika, how does that help? So I know I'm not seeing the second. Maybe I'll see 10 minutes from now. What's going to happen? Maybe we can see afterwards. So if I do Bedika on the day, I understand. But anytime you do Bedika, you know, what does that help? Maybe we see afterwards. So it comes on the Chavis Das. It says, you're right, that's a very big problem. Every time I do Bedika, I don't know, maybe we can see in 10 minutes from now. There was like the Chavis Das that you have to do a Moich Dachik the whole time of the Ves, because we have to check that you're seeing. The only way to check is with a Moich Dachik. And what do you say? The Chavis Das is not, you have to do the whole time, you have to do a Moich Dachik. Because with Chishish, every time, every single second, maybe it's going to come, so maybe it came and got lost. Therefore, you have to have a Mech Tachik. Chavdas is another Chumra that he says that maybe if you go to the bathroom during this Zman of Vest, so maybe it was Agash Alava Daite. And being that it's Agash Alava Daite, so therefore, maybe also you're going to have a problem. So, what's the answer to the time of the Chavdas? So, the Chavdas says that Be'etzem, Vest of Durban holds that what? That the Pshat is that even though maybe the Chazak is going to come, it's not. We all know what's going to come. The Rishon be Chushes going to come. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan said, okay, let's maybe be Chushes that the Vest is going to come. But at some Midrashim, we're not going to be Chushes. Come as the Rabbanan and say that maybe it'll come. Therefore, we want to go ahead and be Machmer. What do they tell you, Machmer? Be Machmer to go ahead and pray some Tashmish, maybe Chiv Ganishich. And they also said, do a Bedika for more. We're looking for more Yesa Bitachon, right? But some we want to be Chushes. And they were saying, okay, we're afraid. So go ahead, be pray some Tashmish. Do a bedika, but the bedika is just making a little bit more of a proof, and they want mechayev to do bedika every single second. And the Echlan is not a proof that in 10 minutes I'm not going to see. It just makes it more confident that the vest is not going to come. And he says, if you like the chavas das, you make dochik them once. Somebody should have told us this. The stimus of David doesn't sound like that. And also, we see that over a vest, you're able to go and do bedika right away, right? Vest is darbanan. What's the pshat in that? I didn't have the mechtachik. So how's that going to help? Wait, Taz passing to do bedika. Even a week later, Shach said, take Shavas. He didn't have mechtachik. How's that going to help? Therefore, the chazan says, the stimulus of davar is not like that, and therefore he says, you don't need a mechtachik. But right, the sort of bedika is not proving you're not going to see in 10 minutes from now. Maybe I will see in 10 minutes from now. All proving it is we're trying to get more of a proof, and it does prove more, and that's the sort of bedika. Therefore, Mela. So I can ask you, bedika. So even if you're doing a bedika later on, fart, we're going to be makel and say that even as a week later, right now we see an atome, and therefore it's going to be mutter. How many bedikas does one need on the Yom HaVest? So according to Ashi, the vest is Rabbanan. So the chaznish, one place says you need a bedika one day, one time a day. There's a different chaznish that says maybe the bedika is twice. So some say the answer to the Chistur and the Chazanish is that there's a chilek. If you have Vestas Dereis, so maybe you need Boker V'Erev, the morning and night. Mashenkein Vestas Darbanan. Vestas Darbanan, then the Chazanish was only, Chazanish only Mechayev one Bedika. Ramosha and Tshuva. Ramosha Shiva says that Mashach Ernest Avest Tivtek Atzma Kama Pamim. do a lot of the bedikas. Once you to check a lot of times. He says, "Eitz a toiv to live a beggar loving at somebody the yafa the gufa kloisa you know kaya mashina filmu achar vest to the chemistakin." And he says, "Eitz a toiv that you could go ahead and wear white, and like this would be me'im v'chavas das, and that's what Moshe recommends." Kitz alachel a maisa in terms of wearing white on the yom aves, it's a chumrah. You know, most are not knowing that chumrah. And make it they don't have to. In terms of how many bdikas you need, so lamaisa, I don't recommend more than one in Befrat. Like we said, there's so many situations where people have makas and you have to end up being makam, all sorts of things. So ikad din batsim is any one. Is a mile, two, three, check in the morning, then it would be a mile. But most, you know, if you're married a lot of years and it's been working for you, you've been doing your three bdikas a day, you know, on the MFS, and you haven't had makas, then okay, keep on going. But if you're not married that long, I wouldn't recommend doing so many vidikas, and I would say
same thing,
trying to get the most. I'm saying, yeah. The most wants to do kama, and therefore that. So kapanim, in terms of doing one, it'd be better technically do it towards the end of the day technically, but if there's a chashash that maybe she's kind of forgets, then I would not think that it's worth it to do it. In terms of, well, it's a night, you know, you do it. It's a night, you do a night. Now, the preacher asked a question over here that Achora, the preacher asked a question that Achora, every Isha Shein Leves needs a Bedika. Every Isha Shein Leves needs a Bedika. So, what would be Machayev over here more than anyone else? What's the Machayev? What did I say? What's the Machayev over here of. So any Isha Shein Leves is also Asher Tivdik. So what's the Mechayev over here? We're talking about Ova Ves, have to go into Bedika, Lamaisa, you know, what's the difference? Lamaisa, Isha Shein Leves always need Bedika. So the preacher says a tremendous Kiddush. Yesh Lechalek to Bedika of when it's Isha Shein Leves to our Din Bedika. The Bedika of Isha Shein Leves is a bedika, which you have to bedika. Well, just check it out now. If you're talking about the bedika of the Zman HaVest, that only works because nothing changed. If something changed, and it was over a vest, and something changed, you won't be able to go into bedika. Zuck the preacher, she went and washed herself out. She took a shower, a bath. In between, she washed herself out, and then it's not going to work to do the bedika afterwards. The shower probably doesn't wash out, a bath. If she takes a bath, or she washed that area out, she went into water, she went swimming, then it's not going to work, and it's not going to work to get it out. And therefore, he's saying this whole hetter was saying could do bedika early on, but tonight she can take a bath. If she take a bath and went swimming in between lamaisa, it won't work. Lamaisa, prisha, the kishon chok does bring it down. Lamaisa, we're vechirim and nachoishes for the prisha, and there are different terutzim to this kasha. Taz is different terutzim, and there are different terutzim to this kasha. Isha is yotzi l'derech. So the Gemara says that you have to chavad on lifka ishtoi when she's yotzi l'derech. The question is, what does it mean? What does lifka ishtoi mean? And what is lifka ishtoi? So Taz means anashita, that Ritva brings anashita, pshat is, then it means samach levesta, if it's yotzi l'derech, so there's a chi of tashmish. What happened to the vest? The chayra. Why should be a chi of tashmish? What happened to the din of the vest? So two mahalchim. One mahalch is that vest is only darabanan. So vest is darabanan. So therefore, they make of a mokim tzarech gadol. You know, yitz l'derech is a tremendous tzarech gadol. Therefore, vest darabanan, mokim tzarech gadol, we're going to be makel. If you heard like the shita holds that vest darabanan, that the prisha is always going to be deraisa, you can't say such a deraisa. So Ritva says, the said of is that there's haftacha. That one's going to have tacha, everything's going to go well, and she's not going to see, you're doing the right thing, it's have tacha. And that she's not going to see, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to, the halacha is that we make on tashmish. Tashmish and other rishonim say, no, we're not machmir on tashmish, we're only going to make on divirutze, and tashmish is not going to be mutter. Harry Paskin, Mechavis says, the rishonim says, derech, fila samach levesta, fila tashmish shari. Just the So the question is, what does it mean, Tavalei Bracha? Either do it or don't do it. What's the bracha? Just say, don't do it. And saying, what does it mean? What's the tavila? So the Torah Shlomo says that Mashal says, hey, what's the machmor tavila bracha? Right. Also, what's the chumrah? Also, it says yichayev. Chayev is a shtayev. So Shem only have to tash shemita. So what's tavila bracha? Not to tash shemita. So the Torah Shlomo says the machmor tavila bracha is not to go away. Not the end of the shayla. Because you're going away, you all know. Maybe you have to tash shemita. Maybe tash shemita is also. If the machmor tavila bracha is not to go away, in order not to get yourself into the shayla. The Graz says, Sivkat Alam Gimel, the Graz says, Sivkat Alam Gimel, he says that the machmor tavila bracha is a mefayaser, not want the tashmish. Doesn't begin to fight. Means a fayaser, that she doesn't need a tashmish, and that would be considered the tavila bracha. What does it mean, divrei ritzoy? So nechaku the taz, and the shach, what does divrei ritzoy mean over here? The taz says that divrei ritzoy means over here just pious words which normally which maybe b'shas vest. In fact, the taz that even not yesterday derech is mutter divrei ritzoy. What's wrong with divrei ritzoy on yom aves? In Zanikim we said you have to be machik from saying divrei ritzoy, but during yom aves is mutter. So what's going on over here? Zek the taz, even over there it's mutter, here it's a chiyuv. The divrei ritzoy, which normally is going to be mutter, over here is going to be a chiyuv. The shach, another hand learns that no. We're talking about chiyuv of yinishik. The chiyuv of yinishik, even though normally is machmor tavla bracha, over here, but yetz l'derech, we're saying that it's going to be mutter. So it's really wish to toss a little bit. The taz says, chiyuv of yinishik v'salacha, during this yom aves, normally, we yamaves. What's the taz of psaka on chiv nishin during yamaves? Also, menadin. So we're not being makele over on that. We should make on divrei ritzoy. I divrei ritzoy is always mutter. Here's the chiv. The shachos chiv nishin is machmor tavla bracha, machmor tavla bracha, and machmor tavla bracha, and therefore, because the ikar didn't we all dafka divrei ritzoy is going to mutter, or no, we pass chiv nishin is mutter, and taz is going to be us. There's a ma'isa that there was. Sometimes in fertility treatments, and basically doctors are like, no, tonight's the night. And the mice end up being the night, which they need to do, have tashmish, you know. And this is the Yom Vest. End up being on the Yom Vest. Some of the dying fish are like, what should they do? You know, they're waiting so many years, and now this is, and you know, it used to be the, especially in Shalim, until they start fertility treatments, for years and years and years. No, Melba changed that. But in certain situations, what? No, there used to be the party line was to wait a long amount of time, but I'm always like basically still like there's certain things like you have to do something, nothing's gonna change. Certain things, certain issues, whatever, you know, you could wait. But Al Kapanim, yeah, so it gets the tights tonight, and we know what they do. It's Mamash Shasakha Gadol. So Diane Fisher said, book a ticket to England. It'll be Yitzhak Derech. And therefore, you know, Shish Hashem would make a machmor tavla bracha. That's different ma'aseh with the bells of the rebel. That was Yom Kippur. It was ended up that the night which the doctor said it was Lil Yom Kippur. And also, you know, the Shah's what to do and everything. So, you know, they went to this one. When they bounced around, they went to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe, he sent them, he said, just listen to me. He booked them a ticket to some. What? Australia with the dateline. It's different. That worked out, that everything worked out. Okay. Machmor tavla bracha. Weiter, Shas Chag Gadol in that situation.
Do you need the Yoytzel HaDerech to be the Shas Chag Gadol or the Pura Ruh
that's
waiting 10 years
for the moment? Yeah. Now, in terms of if it's a Lel Mikveh night, if it comes out, what's called Yoytzel HaDerech? So, Pesach Yoytzel HaDerech, what's called Yoytzel HaDerech? Pesach Yoytzel HaDerech, that if you're Yoytzel HaDerech, it says that it's going to be Yud Beis Mil. Where is that? Yeah, Yoytzel HaDerech who Shnei Meser Mel, Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil nowadays, everyone goes Yud Beis Mil. The person says it's a combination of distance versus this. The Yetzer definitely is a combination of like how far away. No matter if you're missing all you know, but that cloud, and also how far away you're going. If you're going across the world, you come back in a day or two, that could be as is, because it's like that. If you're going back to Oina, right, then Pashas is not going to see Yetzer Derek. If you're missing Oina, but far, if you're going far away, that'll be considered Yetzer Derek. The basically say, if you're going to a place, you go to a place which is dangerous, right? You're a soldier going into Lebanon, whatever, into Gaza or into Syria. So, you know, that also maybe could be considered a Yitzhak Lidach and Lamaisa Bimotor. That's a lot of she's going away. So, Daki Chivit says, Dafka, when he's going away, If she's going away, you're not going to have the heter. The heter is that he is leaving her. If she's leaving him, you don't have the heter. If you're bombing at derech, also the place the bishur brings down in chelik vav, the bombing at derech is considered ksas mitzvah, but we're not going to be matter. We're not going to go ahead and be matter dinim of chivanishach and ritzav is not going to be matter. The Ritva brings down that.
What about
Meron? She was the Lord. Now, when I get to the Lord brings down what's the Melacha by Lord? What's the Melacha by Lord Tvila? That Pesachuva brings down that. Are we matter Lord Tvila also, or just going to matter Yotz Lederach? And as we see, we're going to matter Tzerech. So maybe we matter, are we going to matter Makam Tzerech? Also, the Lel Mikveh comes out, and the Yom Ves are also going to be Mekel. So Pesachuva brings down for Kesach Chaskamay, which is Mekel, means that Reva Kerning will be Machmer. What's the difference between Yotz Lederach and the. What's the difference between Yotz Lederach and the Lel Mikveh? So two differences. Number one is Yotz Lederach, there's no tomorrow, it's now or never. Mashen gain the mikveh night, I guess you're ready night, not the end of the world. So if you have to wait on the mikveh night another night. There's another svar that the Lel Mikveh, do we find, you know, it's not really not like we saw in some seven. He does say that it's a little bit made up that it's considered a mitzvah on the Lel Mikveh. So I think some seven. He just said that it was just made up in order to encourage the ladies to go to the mikveh. And that's not considered a mitzvah. It's not considered a mitzvah. We, you know, we spoke about Rikas Ramesh, not as a way. Maybe this is a mitzvah. But Al Kapon, I'm thinking, push it off the next night, and therefore you push off the mikvah and you push the. Yeah. The Ramah brings down one last thing with Yosef, that if somebody is going to a derech and Isht is a nida, so you should wait to go to, you should wait to travel. If you're going to Echlein, you should wait to travel until she goes ahead and goes to the mikvah. And the Gemara says that Dafka, if he's doing Varasha, so he's going for a mitzvah, he's going to Mutter. So he's going for a mitzvah, he's going to collect money for yeshiva or recoup Bachrim. So even though it's Techlein, he's allowed to go. Mashen Kain, if he's going to Varasha, then you're supposed to wait. This is a mitzvah that there's a person that said every time he has Tashmish, a little mikvah, he can't get Peshachas. So I don't know if it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah, and is a Mutter or not. So you know the Sham, the Sham itself is a fish halacha. That if you're going for dvar shas, so you have to wait. But if you're going dvar mitzvah, so we say you leave. You don't do the tashmish mitzvah, so you can't get a fish akras. I wonder you can have tashmish if you're not gonna get a fish akras. What do you say? What is he doing? Get his act together. The next day. Clearly,
doesn't go.
What?
He also doesn't go.
It's a joke. I've got to mention the Ishish. One last thing was that Ishish ain't levest. So, kiss the Ishish ain't levest in terms of doing bedikas. So, here we're talking about doing bedikas on. When you have a vest kavua, a vest she'ene kavua, the question is whether you need a bedikas or not. The lesson of the Rajwa is by vest she'ene kavua, over a vest like bakta, you don't have to do bedika now. So definitely over a vest, you don't have to do bedika. The question is, like achila, do you have to go ahead and do bedika on a vest she'ene kavua? So the Parashat Yemenim understood that no. He brings on the back and the Prisha and the Chorim, even a vest she'ene kavua, you have to do bedika. But the Parashat Yemenim, cutting the base, says no. The lesson, like they say, is lesson shlila. If it's over a vest like bakta, you don't need a bedika. Why don't you say you have to do bedika like achila? It sounds like they want to say that Batsim, you don't need a bidika at all on a Vesh and a Kavua. When I said the meaning is that we are Mechayiv Bidikas on a Vesh and a Kavua, like we're Bechorinim, but a lady who has issues with Makas, and she's always getting scratches, so it's not Kedai to be Mabra Bidikas, and the Bidikas and the Kim are more important. If all she's doing Hefsik, Rishon, Rishvi, Medea class Kedai not to do Bidikas of Vesh and a Kavua. I mean, a bainus is not negotiable. You always have to do bidikas. But a lady always has makas. It's not going to do bidikas vesh and kavua. And she skipped those. Just on a bainus is when you have to do.
8:30.
8:30, you have to do it.